Okay, let's get started with Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Hey. And we are on Lamed Dalet, Lamed Beis. Again, these are very small dafim in terms of lines of Gemara, but there is what to say as we see all of these Rashbams and Ba'ali Tosvos and a couple of other Shas topics that come up along the way. Okay, so we'll start with the two dots on Lamed Dalet, Lamed Beis. Ze Omer Shalavosai. So again, we have all of these, the way the Gemara expresses all of these dinim that we've had over the past couple of dafim has been through stories of actual stories of people arguing, and they come to Beis Din, and then through that the halacha is expressed. Yesterday we discussed the sugya of Naska Rabbi Abba that came up yesterday in terms of Mitoch Sheni Yachol Ishava Meshalim and related issues, and there was touched on the sugyas of what Beis Din does if there is kind of a stalemate. So there are different types of psukim that one could give in a case where Beis Din doesn't exactly know what to do. We mentioned last week the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says that sometimes if the Dayan, at least in Dini Mamonos, feels a certain way and has a certain Atiyah, he could pass it based on that, because that's what he obviously, after being through Dayanus and dedicating one's life for many, many years, not just, oh, I think the person should be Chai or Pater. No, but a Dayan who has a certain halachic intuition to a certain way. So the Rambam described last week, if you remember, that is also allowed. But sometimes you have other psakim that the Dayanu get together and they either remove themselves or allow a certain result to occur, and that's what we said yesterday comes up with the sugya of Kol Da'alim Gvar and Shuda D'Daini and other like psakim, as we're Beis Hashem going to have today as well. The idea of a halachic intuition that a dayan has to feel it out, we already know from Rashi in Parshat Tzaveh, where Rashi describes the ephod. Rashi goes through all of the different begadim of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol, and on the ephod he says, I'm not exactly sure what the ephod looks like, but the Libi Omer Li, and then there's a 25 line Rashi explaining what the ephod looked like. So what does that mean? Rashi is not sure what it looked like. He doesn't have any evidence, textual evidence, to know exactly what it looked like, but Rashi is one of the Gdolei HaMesorah, and he could say Libi Omer Li, my heart tells me that this is what it looks like, and then he goes through and tells us like Libi Omer Li, and that's the story that goes along with that Rashi, that Rashi was once watching, and he sees a woman riding by on a horse, and he's staring at her as she passes by, and this Talmidim are like, what are you doing? What's going on? And Rashi says, that's the ephod. That's the ephod. She was wearing a certain type of apron, and that went down in the front and went all the way down. He says, oh, that's the ephod. Rashi sees a woman riding a horse, and he sees Valibi Omerli. He knows exactly what the ephod looks like. So again, that's Rashi HaKadosh that tells us that. But again, throughout the generations, there are individuals that have a certain halachic intuition, Libi Omerli. Really, Rav Soloveitchik quoted in the hesped that he gave for his uncle, the Brisker Rav, the Griz, in the hesped titled Mado Dech Midod, he quotes there also this idea. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin that every Jew has Erusin to the Torah. Torah Tzivalan Moshe, Mo Rasha, Al Tikri Mo Rasha, Ela Mo Rasa. Ma'orasa, we have Erusin to the Torah. What does that mean? We're married to the Torah. We're connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah. But he then darshan and said, even though we all have Erusin, there are some Jews that have Nisuin to the Torah. Some Bali HaMasorah not only have the first stage of marriage, but have the second stage of marriage. Bali HaMasorah. What does that mean? He described that their heart beats with the heart of the Torah. I should have brought the Lashon. But some have Nisuin. That's what he used that to describe his uncle, the Brisker Rav, that the halachic intuition of Nisuin to the Torah, like Rashi's Valibi Omerli. So sometimes Dayanim have that ability if they're stuck and they don't exactly know. There's an opposite halacha as well, what's called Din Meruma, right, which is described in a couple of other contexts. That's the opposite, where all the evidence, you know, I took the Dayan has the evidence that everything like this person should be chayiv. But he feels there's something not right. Feels like there's something fishy going on here, and I can't in good conscience, you know, paskin in this way, because I think this guy's tricking me. Din Meruma, so Rambam says, a Dayan is allowed to be misalik himself in that way. He doesn't have to paskin in that case. Even though the evidence all points in one direction, if he has a feeling that there's something wrong here, let another Dayan do it. Right? There is a machlokas we've shown, and what does that mean? Can he just remove himself? The Rosh writes in his Shuvah, he has to paskin. He has to paskin something. Right, so figure it out again. You don't want to paskin A, so paskin B. But you can't just remove yourself. They came to you for a psak. But the Rambam says, no, you could remove. But either way, that's an opposite example of paskining where I know something and not paskining where I feel something. But these are all examples where Bezit is not exactly sure of the maskana because it's not provable or they don't feel that it is provable, and therefore they could use some of these other mechanisms. So now we have similar discussions as well. So says the Gemara on the two dots, Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Zeh Omer Shalavosai, Vezeh Omer Shalavosai. We have had cases like this before, but this is a case where nobody has any raya. Right? Nobody has any raya. The Rashbam says, Bein Besvina, Bein Bekarka. Right? Whether we're talking about Metaltalin or Karka. Boats, as we had yesterday, the case of the Arva. Vein Edus Chazaka Lazeh, Yoser Mizeh. And the, nobody has a greater Chazaka than the another one. So that is the question the Gemara brings up here. So says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, call the Olim Gvar. Call the Olim Gvar, let the strongest man win. Call the Olim Gvar. That's what Rav Nachman passed in the case where nobody has any rai, his best doesn't know what to do, therefore they remove themselves. Call the Olim Gvar. So again, what does that mean? We discussed the Rush a couple of days ago, where the Rush writes in the second Bar Mitzvah at the beginning, the Call the Olim Gvar is a Birur, because we assume that the one whose money it really is, the one whose property really is, will try harder. This is their forefather's piece of land, and therefore the one who gets it, we assume, is the one that really owns it. That's one way. Other Rishonim don't say that. They say, no, call the Algar, doesn't know what to do. So, you know, they remove themselves. And this is not a part of the legal, allowance. I wouldn't call it a psak, the other Rishonim would say, but it's more of a removal and let them work it out themselves. So called to Alim Kvar. So says the Gemara Maishna, why in the case of this case, Rabbi Nachman says called to Alim Kvar, why is that different than the case of Meseches Ksubis? Two shtaris that go out from one day. There are two shtaris that says Reuven sold the land. On the same day, Reuven sold the land to Shimon, Reuven sold the land to Levi. So he couldn't have sold the land twice, but on the same day, and there's no raya to who he sold the land to, one or the other. Right, and as we'll see, we'll mention it now, but we'll get back to it Bez Hashem later. Even if you want to say the last line of the Rashbam, the afilu nizbarer sheshimon bishachar v'levi achra be'erev, even if you want to say you find out that one was in the morning and one was in the afternoon, ein hakdama bishaos elev Yerushalayim. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Only in Yerushalayim, as the Gemara says in Ksubis, were they medactic about hours, like the case over there of Ahu Ovda, Chulu, and this first skinny line on the next Amud. V'kiva shalo piri shalo Reuven l'shimon hasha'ah, since it wasn't explicit in the shtar, nimsa shalo zikuhu b'ksav zeh ad ha'erev. Even if you know for sure that there was a difference in the which went first, it doesn't matter, right? Because he didn't write it. He wants it to be zochet at the end. Hovodon is parish moshah shachris v'nimsu shteyan shavitz. Even if you would know, we'll get back to that because not everybody agrees with that. But either way, you have shtey shtaris that the same day. So again, another case that Bethan doesn't know exactly what to do. There's no raya one way or the other. So what's the machlokas there? The Rav Omer Yachloku. Rav said you split it. Split it because you don't know what to do, so you split it. Mamana muta besafek, cholkin. And Shmuel Amar, Shuda Dedaini. Shmuel says, no, Shuda Dedaini, what does that mean? Whichever Bezdin wants to give it to. Which we'll get back to also. Whoever Bezdin wants to give it to. So therefore, the Gemara asks, why does Rav Nachman say in the case of nobody knows whose land it is, they're arguing, why does he say there, called to Olam Gvar, while the case of the Shtei Shtaris, there are two other types of Psukim, right? Two other answers of Yachloku or Shuda Dedaini, right? Why is that? Why is the Rav Nachman not like in any of the other opinions? Why doesn't he say Yachloku in the case of Zeh Omer Shalavosai? Why doesn't he say Shuda Dedaini in those cases? Again, each of these phrases has something to talk about, but let's just do the answer. Says the Gemara, no, there's a distinction between the cases. Hasam, over there by the two shtaros, Leka Lamekim Allah Demilsa. There is no way that you will ever find out an answer to this question. Right, because let's go with Rashban's shot. That's part of why he said it. Even if you'd find out that one was in the morning, one was in the afternoon, it doesn't matter. Leka lemeka lademilsa. So if there is no way to ever find out, so that's where you would say either Yachloku or Shuda Dedaini. But hacha ika lemeka lademilsa. But here in Rav Nachman's case, Rav Nachman would say maybe one day Edom will come and testify that it belongs to one of them and not the other one. So Bezdin can't give a psak, knowing that in the future it might be undone. And therefore, says Rav Nachman, that's why I say there in that case, called the Olam Gvar. I let them fight it out, so to speak. I remove myself, right? I don't give a psak. Because one day, maybe, there'll be more evidence and I'll be able to give a psak. Here, if there's already two shtaros, you know, what more evidence is there going to be? And therefore, says the Rashbam, explaining the Gemara, that's why there is a difference. There are other Rishonim that the Ramban and the Rashba here discuss. They argue with the Rashbam. I mean, let's say Reuven sells a piece of land in the morning, and then he decides, you know what? I don't really want to sell it to that guy. I want to sell it to a different guy. It's the afternoon now. Is he allowed to, you know, give it to someone else? Is that like toka de dibur? Because it's not going to kick in until the end. He didn't specify. So the other Rishonim find that hard to believe that would be allowed, that you'd be able to say that, right? Because after all, if you give the land to somebody, you give the land to somebody. The problem is, though, then what does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean by leka lemekem ale demilsa? You'll never be able to find out. Well, maybe you will. Maybe Edom will come and say what was in the morning, what was in the afternoon. So they struggle to figure out exactly how to read that line of the Gemara. And the footnotes here in the Rashba, long footnotes that discuss this idea. But either way, that is the Rashban's shot of the line, which fits in very nicely to the Gemara. Before we get to the major topic discussed on this Gemara, just one Hara. The idea of Leka Lameka Malei Demilsa, or Ika, right, are you going to find out about it or not, makes a difference here. There are other halakhas that also we have that idea. It's just said in different words. Milsa Da'avidi Ligluye. Right, that's something in Hilchas Edus sometimes. By something that we know will eventually become revealed and we'll know about it, so therefore we would give a ne'emunus now, you know, even though, you know, it might be a low level. Usually we wouldn't accept this ne'emunus, but we would accept it because it's a milsa da'avidi l'gluye. So here, it's a different. Here we have leka, eventually it could become revealed, and therefore Bezdin will not take a psak. In other contexts of Edus, it will become, it probably will become revealed, or could become revealed, and therefore we would allow a lower testimony to come. Where does that come up? That's the last halacha in Hilchas Gerushin. Last halacha by Edus Isha. The Rambam says in Perek Yugimah Halacha Chavtes, Al Yiksha Be'enecha. He has a problem. Don't have any problem with the last couple of prakim of Yevamos. At least the 10th parak, right? Al Yiksha Ha'isha Rabba. Al Yiksha Be'enecha Shehi Tiru Chachamim Ha'erva Ha'chamura Be'edus Isha O Eved O Shivcha O Goy HaMesiach Lefitumo. Think it's so difficult that for Edus Isha we allow very low level evidence for a woman to get remarried and that her husband died, and we allow an Eved or a Shivcha or a Goy the Eidmi P'eid or P'yaksav Ubalo Drisha V'chakira. It shouldn't be so difficult in your mind. Shelo hikpida haTorah ella al hadash ne'edim v'sharmish p'teho edus ella bedavar she'ena tayochol lamod al birio ella mipeho edim ube'edusan. When do we require the high level edus to edim with all the requirements? That's only by something that the only way that you'll ever know this is through the Edom's testimony, through the mouth of the Edom. That's the only way that you'll ever know that this is true or not. Kigon, Sheheidu Shezeh Harag Azeh Ohilva Azeh. Avol Davar Sheefshar La'amod Al Biryo Shalomi Piha Eid Azeh. But if there is a reality that we might be able to find out even without this aid, Ve'ena Eid Yachol Yishamei, then the witness will not be able to, you know, get away and say, oh, I didn't mean it. Im Ena Davar Emes Kigon. If they say that Reuven killed Shimon, so how else would you ever know that Reuven killed Shimon without people telling you what happened? But if you want to say Reuven died, and then Reuven walks into the room, what are they going to say? That's a milsa d'avidi l'gluye. Look, the Torah does not require full edus there. Shedavar rachoku, sheyod bo ha'ed b'sheker. Right, it's very rachok that the Edom are going to do, because they know that it's a milsa d'avidi l'gluye. The Ravid here adds, one second, there's another element. We discussed this back in Yevamos. What's the ikker idea here? Is it the idea of milsa d'avidi l'gluye, as we were talking about, or is it more of the daika uminsava? We assume before a woman gets married, she does not want to run into mamzeris issues. So she for sure will do her homework very well before she gets remarried. Those are two different factors that play a role in Edus Isha. We allow the low level because of the Isha's actions, we align the level because of the reality that they will the niftar will walk in. That's also difficult. What does it mean? Chachamim? Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Hikilu chachamim b'davar zeh v'heminu bo eid echad mipi shivcho mipi ksavu b'lo jishim chakira kidei shelo yishar b'nos Yisrael agunos. So that, you know, there are no aguna issues, which is another factor that will allow a low level. So all of these factors come into play there in the sugyas of Aisha Rabbah, Takanas Agunos. So again, that relates a little bit to our Gemara here, where we have Leka, Malika, Malika, Milsa, or Ika, where something will and might be, you know, cleared up in the future. It could be that there'll be a difference in how Bezdin acts, and in our case of Yevamis, in how what type of testimony Bezdin accepts or not. Okay, the main sugya though here on this Gemara is twofold. First, let's talk about Shuta Dizaini a little bit. What exactly does it mean, Shuta Dizaini? Literally, you know, not literally, we usually translate it as, you know, whatever Bezdin's discretion. So what does that mean, Shuda? Shuda literally means to throw. Bezdin throws it. So what does that mean? So there is a major machlokas rishonim that's quoted wherever Shuda comes up. Tosas Yimar Maschul, the top Tosas here, Rav Amar Yachloku, quotes the machlokas, Rashi and Reino Tam, the Rashbam here says it. What exactly does that mean? So the Rashbam and the Rambam and Hilchas Zechiyu Matana both seem to say it's not just totally arbitrary. It's just that we allow Bezdin to figure out who they think is the real winner of the case. It's not that they just do whatever they want. No, they try to figure out who would be best. Right? If you look in Tosas quotes Rashi from elsewhere, but it's also the Rashbam here. The eighth to last line of the Rashbam. Sheyiru Bezdin Lumi Ohev Yoter. Right. Bezdin will try to figure out who did this guy, you know, this guy, the father died. Who would he have given a loan to more? You know, who is he friendlier with? Who does he like more? Right? What Bezdin's job is. Bezdin throws it and tries to figure out who is the one that the person would have wanted to give it to. The Rambam is not 100% clear, but if you look at Hilchos Chiyum Matana in Perek Hey, Halacha Vav, the Rambam also says, Beshnei Shtaris, Shezmanam Yom Echad, Vehink Suvin Al Sadeh Achas, Bein B'mechar, Bein B'matana. It was sold same day, two different people. In derech anshi amakom lichtov shaos, if the derech of that place is to write hours, like the Gemara says about Yerushalayim, then kolakodem zacha. So if you find out who went earlier, that's it. The im ein darkom lichtov shaos, hare hadover masur ledayanim. It's giving over to the dayanim. Kol mi shedaitam note lahaamid sadezu biyado yaamidu. Whichever one, their das is noted to be mabid, you know, that's who you give it to. Sounds like, because they try to figure it out. But if you look in the other Rishonim, you look in the Rashba, you look in the Ramban, they say no. Based on the Yerushalmi, Shuda Dizaini means totally arbitrary. Don't say that it's you know, they're trying to figure it out. No, the Yerushalmi says, in the beginning of the 10th parak in Ksubis, Shuda is from the word Shokhta Dizaini. It's like bribing the dayan. And basically, whoever the dayan wants to give it to. Meaning, what type of psak is that? Why could the dayan give it? Well, the dayan has a best friend, one of the parties. Never really judge the best friend. Not allowed to judge that. But, Eitzel Misha Yirtu Adayanim Mahatilo Matilin Oso Midaitom Umiritzonam, says the Rashba. Ukadarsina be Yerushalmi, Shuta Dadaini, Shokhta Dadaini. You can even. So what does that mean? Shuta Dadaini. So again, we mentioned, I think, last week, a couple of days ago, that sometimes Bezdin has to figure out, most of the time, Bezdin figures out what the truth is, what the MS is, and there are laws of Hachra'ah. But once in a while, where there's no way to figure things out, Bezdin also has to do something to keep the peace, to keep shalom in society. And even if they can't figure out who it should go to, they can choose one. They can choose one. They have to choose one because that's part of their job, right? Without an ishes re'eo chayim blow, we'd rather not say kol to olam gvar in cases we don't have to say it, right? Bezdin would rather say something. So that could be the svara of the Rishonim that say Shuda Dizaini is totally arbitrary, whatever the Dayan wants, because still, Bezdin has a secondary function, not just figuring out, but just acting and keeping the peace and choosing one. One person might not like it, but, you know, they'll feel that this is better for society. The Mayna Afkamina between these is, what if there is no way to know? What if there is no way for Bezdin has no idea who this guy would have wanted to give it to more. So in that case, you know, even Rashi and Rashbam would have to say, you know, would they say that Bezdin shouldn't do anything? So they might have to agree to the Bali Tosfos in that case. Like so it says, in a case where there is no umdana, like so it says, Sibin Kuf Dalin. Lefichach, ein makom l'umdana, shlozeh ohev yoser sha'adam matzu l'kabel pikadun wafilu ava, gami mishe ena ohevim kina, chanami lo shayach shuda, kiven to leka umdana. According to Rashi, the whole idea of shuda zani wouldn't apply if there's no way, Bezdin has no idea who this guy would want to give it to more. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, that you would say, even in that case, they could give it to someone. Okay, one more point, and then we continue. And that is, if we look in Maseches Ketubos and Daf Sadi Dalid, so this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, of Yachloko and Shuda, the Gemara there explains, really it's based on a machlokas Tanoim. The Gemara here does not connect it. But all the Rashbami and Tosfos discuss looking Ksubis. Ksubis Sadi Dalid. There the Gemara says, what is the Machlokas Mifli? What's the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? Shnei Shoros Yosem Yochum Echad. Rav Amar Cholkin. Shmuel Amar Shudah Zayni. Lema Rav Da Amar Karebi Meir. Ushmuel Da Amar Karebi Elazar. What Rameir of Elazar? Lema Rav Da Amar Karebi Meir Da Amar Ede Chasima Karsi. We know in Mesechas Gittin and Mesechas Ksubis, we have a major Machlokas Tanoim. What are the crucial witnesses that are the players by Shtaris? Rabbi Meir says, Ede Chasima Karsi. The Ede Chasima, the ones that sign it, are the ones that really do everything. And therefore, maybe that sheet does Rav. Rav says, Yachloku, because they're both signed to the same day. So by the end of the day, the chasimas kick in. So Mamela, they're equal. So that's why you say Yachloku, suggests the Gemara. Ushmuel to Amar, Karebi Elazar. And Shmuel, who says, Shudah Dani, holds like a Elazar, to Amar, Ede Mesira Karsi. He holds the Ede Mesira are the crucial ones, and because the Ede Mesira are the crucial ones, so therefore it's not Dafka, you know, equal, the whichever ones. What happened first? Right, so let's say, says the... It says Rashi there in Ksubis and Apsadi Dalan on my base. Ava mi she'en alav edem el shenasru bifnei edem govim min echazim mishubadim. She'en eben chosma al aged al bimrei tikkun olam. As the Gemara says, the real edem are the edem mesira, not the edem chasima. And therefore, yesh lomar, says Rashi, shema ha'echad ha'yachaviv alav yoser. V'kadim u'masrulo. Maybe one guy got it first. V'es ha'sheni hinta. And the second one, he tricked. He wanted to play a game on. V'chilo yadinan. And if we don't know, neima shuda d'dayini lefish mashehem roi and mihem ha'yarogel aso yoser d'shuda adifa mechaluka. Says the Rashi there. It's also interesting to think about the lumdis when we compare these two. Before we get back to that Gemara, shuda versus yachloku. Logically, which one would we think is a better type of psak? Shuda, there's a chance that you got it right. Shuda, there's a chance when Bezdin does it, it's a chance that we got it 100% right, but it's also a chance we got it 100% wrong. So Shuda's taking a risk. It might be 100% right. Is it better to have a chance to have fully right, even though you might be fully wrong? Or is it better to have Vadai half right, even though you're also Vadai half wrong? Right, that's the machlokas here between Rav and Shmuel. Shuda versus Yachloku. We understand both svaris, but when you compare them head to head, that also is a fascinating machlokas.
Any psak though has a
chance. But any psak, we assume that's the MS. Here, Bezdin knows that it's really beyond. There's no rala rala. Whenever Bezdin gives a psak, that's what we've spoken about. That's MS. This emes la amita, this emes la hora, to use Ramosha Feinstein's Lashonos from his Akdama to the Igris Moshe, it is a level of emes. Here they basically know. Who knows if it's emes? They're guessing. They're grasping for straws, but it's a way that, you know, halacha tells them to do it. But is it better to have, you know, for sure you'll get half, but I don't know about the other half. What does this remind us of? Remember the beginning in Bava Metzia? Is it better to have, give each of them half, or Yehemuna Chashev Elio? Right, also kind of like in Mahifsid Ramai, right, the Lashonos of the Mishnah is there. Is it better to make sure, give everybody half, even though you know the real owner is only getting half and not whole? Or is it better to put everything away so maybe the real Ramai would admit and then we'll be able to give it back to the real owners? This is a similar idea. But this is the Machlokes, the Gemara there in Ksubis says that our Gemara is based on the concept of Eide Mesira Karsi or Eide Chasima Karsi. The Baal HaMo'or asks a strong question on the Rif. What's the riff? We have the machlokas from Meir and Elazar, Eidim Mesira de Chasima. Within Rabbi Elazar, who we paskin like, Eidim Mesira Karsi, what does that mean? Does he agree with Rabbi Meir also, and he's just adding, or is he arguing on Rabbi Meir? The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin. The Gemara says in Maseches Gittin in the first parak, describing Eidim Mesirei Dechasim Akarsi. And on that Gemara in Daf Dalid, there is a major machlokas Rishonim. Tosva says in Gittin on Daf Dalid Amid Aleph. Tosva says towards the bottom. The O de Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, the Afilu L'Rebbe Meir Boy Eidim B'Shas Nesinas Haget. The other way. Does Rabbi, the Tosa says here, according, if you say Eide Chasima Karsi, do you also hold that Eide Mesira Karsi is good, or would you always need? The Ein Davar Shebeer B'Pachos Mishnayim, right, even Rabbi Meir requires Eidim B'Shas Nesinas Haget Eide Mesira. Eidei Chasima are not good enough, right? That is the Tosfos Shita on Dagi and Abdalad. But if you look in the Rif, and if you look in the Rambam, and if you look in many other Rishonim, the read it to you from the Rif in Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin and Mabez in the Dafi Arif. The Rif says no, they're mutually exclusive. And Rabbi Meir would say, that's all you need. Afagav. Let's read it. Elavadai. Kol hecha diika Eidei Chasima. Lo be'inon eidei mesira. V'kol hecha di'ika eidei mesira. Lo be'inon eidei chasima. V'bechad minayu sagi. That's the shita of the Rif. That's the shita of the Rambam. Right, one or the other. The Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin. Just read it, and then we'll ask the Kasha. The Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin in the first parak, in parak Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Tezayin. The Rambam also describes this shita. Aleph Tezayin, Chasmu Bo Shnayim V'Avar V'Nasu L'Beinah L'Beinah, just Eidei Chasima. Osha Nimsu Eidei Mesira Psulin, if they weren't Eidei Mesira, or they're found to be Nifsal, Hareza Kasher, Hol V'Eidim Shebok Sherin, V'Hariyaget Yosi Medachas Yada, just Eidei Chasima are good enough. According to the Rif, according to the Rambam, not like Tosfos. Ask the Balamor, on the bottom of the Rif, in Maseches Gittin. If that's true, then I don't understand here how anybody, right, you're saying that everybody would agree that Eidei Chasima are good enough, so why wouldn't you say Shuda according to everybody? Ask the Balamor. You should say Yachloku, because Eidei Chasima are also Karsi. Right, in this case, what did the Gemara suggest? That according to Rav, Yachloku, because Eidei Chasima. But according to Shmuel, Shuda is Zaini, because Eidei Mesira. But if there are Eidei Chasima here, there are Eidei Chasima here in our context. Shnei Shtaras, Yosef Yomecha. That's what we assume. So if that's true, then everybody should agree Yachloku. That is a kasha that the Balamar asks on all of these Rishonim, and the Ksos tries to, and others try to figure out exactly how to answer that question. Okay, either way, that is a lot of major discussion about Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira. Maybe one final point on that, and then we will continue to the next case. Again, these types of dafin give us a lot of time to talk about the sugyas. But again, this is the basis for this Gemara as is described in Maseches Ksubis. If you look in Eretz Tzvi, Rav Shechter describes the lundus behind was Rabbi Meir. Again, we spent many hours on this in Maseches Gittin and Ksubis, but just to mention one. Why would you say the Eidei Chasima are the key? Why would you say the Eidei Mesira are the key? The Eidim that signed the Shtar, the Eidim that witnessed the Shtar. Says of Shechter here in Eretz Tzvi in Simin Chav Gimel. First, we should realize that the whole machlokes is by Shtare Kinyan, like a get, not by Shtare Raya. If there's a Shtar Raya, then of course Eidei Chasima are the Iker, because the whole point is in 5 months from now, this is going to prove. If you buy a piece of land with money, and then you have the deed as the Shtar Raya. So of course, Eidei Chasima are the Iker by Shtare Raya. The machlokes between Eidei Chasima and Mesira are by Shtare Kinyan. By Shtare Kinyan. And that's the question. Do we say Eidei Mesira Karsi? Meaning, is a totally different type of idea than Shtare Raya. It's about transferring the Shtar that says exactly what happened in front of witnesses. Or Eidei Chasima Karsi, what does that mean? Even a Shtar Kinyan works through the Tfisas Baal Shtar of the Raya in his hand. Right, Eidei Chasima are all about Raya. But if you say Eidei Chasima Karsi or even by Shtar Kinyan, by a acquisition Shtar, so how does that work? It means if I, the buyer, if I buy a piece of land with a Shtar, right, Kesef Shtar and Chazaka, I'm holding the deed. So my holding the deed, and now I could prove it, that itself is the Kinyan that I bought the land. Right, that itself is the Kinyan. So that's the question, is how far away are Shtari Kinyan, Shtari Raya? That's what he also comments, that some have the Chumrah of witnessing the Mesira Saksuba from the Chasim to the Kala. Right? It's more of a newer minhag that hasn't come up. So he explains, he doesn't know where that comes from. The Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. It's not a star kinyan, right? The kinyan was a kiddushin. Harayim kodesh is like soup is to have. You know, it's a star, the soup is done, right? Right when the chassan does the kinyan chalipin by the chassan's tish, so then he's ready, chayiv and all of the obligations. The soup is a star raya, so star raya is definitely by the Eid Chasimah. It's nothing to do with the Eid Masira, right? So what does that have to, so it's what he says that, this whole machlokis is only by star kinyan, not by star raya. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara had, we have the case first of machlokas about the land, Rav Nachman. Then we said, how does this relate to the case of Shnei Shtaris Yosem Yom Echad? So now we say, what about this case? So how is Rav Nachman's case? Again, the case where they argue whose it was, and they have no raya. How is it from the following case? For the Mishnah in Maseches B'Metzia. Hamachle par b'chamar. We're trading a cow for a donkey. Right, so when you do chalipin of that nature, you don't need the items both there. So the donkey's here. You're giving me a donkey, and I'm giving you my cow. My cow is somewhere else. And after we do the sale, we go and we see Mazel Tov, the cow had a baby. We just don't know if the cow had the baby before the sale, and therefore it belongs to the seller. If the cow had the calf after the sale, and it belongs to the buyer. That's the machlo. That's the what's not clear. Or you sell a shivcha who's not here. Zeomer achal macharti yolda. Zeomer mishal akafti yolda. Yachloku. So again, there too. Yachloku. Even though there, it might be cleared up later what happened. There might be eitim that come and tell us when it happened. Yet, what do you see from here? You give a psak. 1 second. I thought Rav Nachman said where it might get cleared up in the future. You don't give a psak. You just say kol to alam gvar. And here it might get cleared up. So why exactly is there a psak here? So Gemara said, no, there's still a difference. Hasam, over there. You know why you have to give a psak? Hasam, lahai islay jorad mamona, ulahahu islay jorad mamona. What does that mean? Let's go with the pshat that's given by the Rishonim here. Each one of them, we know for sure, has some type of stake in what's going on. Meaning one of them owned the cow before, one of them owns the cow now. So they're both shayach to this money. Drarad Bamona, shayach. Shayach to the money. That's what the Rashbam says here on the Amud Aleph. That's what the Ritva says. Babasiyah Dabes. That's where the Rishon talk about what exactly Drarad Bamona means. So that's what the Ritva says in Maseches Bava Metzia. And read the Lashon. Drarad Bamona, he says, the Lashon Drara Eino Nimsa B'Shum Makom B'Talmud Me'inin Chisaron El Me'inin Shaychus V'Zika. Right, connected. Like it says in Maseches Chagiga, Tlas Kamaisa D'Isluhu Drara D'Tuma Pirish Iker V'Shaychus Tuma. Drara means connected to. So here, both parties are for sure connected to this calf. Right, because the cow was owned by one of them before, but one of them after. So we're not sure. That's where Rav Nachman would say, Bezin gives a psak. Hacha idamar lo damar, vidamar lo damar. But here, in our case, it belongs to one of them, not the other one. And therefore, what do we just say? When do you say kol dalam var? Number one, where it might get cleared up in the future. Number two, where it's not a case of drarad mamona to both of them. Meaning it belongs to one and not the other. So Beth doesn't want to get involved because they might be getting the wrong one. So that's why only if there's only drarad mamona to one and not to the other. Number two, it's a case where it might get cleared up later. That's where Rav Nachman says, kol dalam var, Bezin removes themselves and doesn't give a psak. If you're missing either of those, then Bezin will say something, either Yachloku or Shuda Zaini and the like. If you look in the Rishonim, if you remember in the beginning of Bamitsiya, they have other pshatim of what drarad mamona means. The question is, could that fit into our context here? Rashi and Tosfos, their debate. What exactly is drarad mamona in that context? Rashi, if you remember, says there's a chance. They're just looking inside. Bamitsiya on Dabez Mabez. There's the machlokes. What is that? Rashi says here. Chisaron kiss. Ki hasam shim yifrazeh shelo kedin hari chisro mamon vim tefterenu kashelo kedin nifsez achaser vlad. Right. What does drarad mamona mean? It means somebody's going to lose. There's a chance of somebody losing. That's what drarad mamona means in that contest. Shim yifrazeh shelo kedin hari chisro mamon. Tosa doesn't like that. Tosa gives a different shot. What does Tosa say? Quotes our Gemara. Tosa's there on Bezma. He quotes our Gemara. He thinks, you know what drarad mamona means? There's a suffix even without their claims. Even if they wouldn't come, Called, he said, let's read the lashon. Zorad Amona, he told him the Achash is Safik Gomer who below Ta'anosehem. Din Sheyachloku. We have, even if they wouldn't claim, we have no idea when this thing was born. So therefore you could say that you split it. Aval Arva, but let's say the case of the boat where they're arguing about a boat. Avagad Defsha the Shravayuhi, even if by a boat, if they're both saying it's mine, even though it could both be there, if they picked it up together, there's not Zorad Amona, because there's only a problem because they're coming and telling us it's a problem. So that's what Tosfos says. He works out exactly how that definition works out here. Works out here as well. But either way, the simplest idea here is whether there's shaychus to this money or not. Then each one has a shaychus because one of them owned it beforehand, one of them owned it afterwards. Period. Amri Nahardoi. We continue. Says Nahardoi now. V'im, the bachi is in above because it's connected. What about these two people going back to Rav Nachman's case? They come to court, it's mine, Vesin's, Rav Nachman says, you know what, go call Dalam Gvar. And then what happens? All of a sudden, a third guy comes and takes the land. Could he take it? V'im ba echad min hashuk v'hechzik ba. Right, Bezdin recludes itself, Rav Nachman says they will mislike themselves, and then a third guy comes and takes it, ein mosino so miyado. We let him keep it, because after all, we have no idea if it belongs to the first guy or the second guy. Maybe neither. Maybe it belongs to the third guy. Right, that nobody has any proof, and therefore he is allowed to keep it, says the Gemara. The Ritva says here, we don't really let him use it. He can hold on to it. And meanwhile, we'll just, you know, keep our eye on it. You can't just say, you know, you grabbed it, so you could use it. No. That, the Ritva quotes his Rebbe and says, no, he's allowed to keep it, but he still can't use it. Ditani Rebbe Chia, because after Rebbe Chia says in a Braisa, Gazlan shall rabim lav shmei Gazlan. What does that mean? So the Gemara is suggesting that it means as follows. In this case, if somebody steals from the rabim, what does the rabim mean here? From other people who we also don't know if it's theirs or not. Gazlan shall rabim, that's not a Gazlan, because who says he's the Gazlan? Maybe they're the Gazlanim. So therefore, they would be allowed to keep it in this case. Rav Ashi says, no, that's not what Rav Chiya is talking about at all. Rav Chiya is talking about a totally different context. La'olam Shmei Gazlan. No, it could very well be Shmei Gazlan, meaning in that case, where the third party comes, Beis Din will take it out of the third party's rishus and say, no, it belongs to one of these two people. They were the ones that came first. And it belongs to one of them. And the third party would be removed. So Rav Ashi argues, Umay lo shmei gazlan, what does Rav Chiya mean in that line? Of gazlan rabin lo shmei gazlan, shelo nitan li hishavon. It's worse. Lo shmei gazlan means you're not a gazlan who has the ability to return it to the rightful owner. Because if you steal something from the tzibur and you have no idea who you stole from, then it's basically hopeless. You know, who are you going to give it back to? Right, sometimes some say that, if you do a tikkun for the rabim, somebody steals from the rabim, then do something for the tzibur, so then hopefully the people that you stole from would use it. But again, that's what Rabbi Chiya means, right? Look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam quotes the Gemara later on. Amar Rabbi Levi, Kashe onshan shal midos me onshan shal arayos. Because Efshar b'tshuva v'hacha lo efshar b'tshuva. Right? Yeah. Who are you gonna? Let's say a person used faulty measures for years. How many people he stole from? Rachmana l'Islan. How's he supposed to pay back? Right? How are you supposed to do tshuva? That's what Rabbi Chiya means. Gazlan shal rabim lo shmei gazlan. How are you supposed to do tshuva? The Rambam we know describes nuchas tshuva, all the different averus. You know what exactly is mechaper for all the different averus? I'm gonna go through the kalos and the chamuros. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva, and he goes through some things are very chamur, right? He says Aval Bisha Tshuva Machaper Es Alakol Atzmo Shiyam Kipur Machaper Yesha Veiros Shiyam Mischaper B'Shaitan the Yesha Veiros Shiyam Mischaper Alachar Zman. Some right away you get Tshuva, some later on. So he goes through Aver Adam Al Mitzvah Zasei Shein Bakares Vaasa Tshuva. Somebody with Mevatel Al Mitzvah Zasei, not one of the two that has Kares. Zainu Zaz Bisha Mashemochin Lo Biyad. Somebody doesn't do a mitzvah zaseh, they do shuvah, they get mechila. And that's what it says, shuvu banim shovavim, erpa meshuvo seichem. Over, if he does a mitzvah lo zaseh that doesn't have karizim, he says bezin, he does shuvah, shuvah tolav, yom kippur mechaper. Kiviyom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Every pasuk of shuvah refers to something else. Avra krisas and misas bezdin viasa tshuva. If he does one of the chamuros krisas misas bezdin tshuva v'yom kippur tole the surin habayin alav gomrin lo akapara. They finish the kapara. Ula olam emischaper lo kapara gemura shiavo alav yisurin. Ubeelu on emar a different pasuk of akati b'shevet pesham ubedegaim avonam. But this is all by no chil Hashem. Aval machalas Hashem, aval bisha asa tshuva, v'giyah yom kippurim, v'omid b'tshuva aso. Kubala yisurin, enam eskapelo kafar gamura, ad sheyamos. Tshuva, yom kippur, yisurin, shlashtan tolin, umisa machaper sheneemar, v'nigle bazne Hashem tzvakosim, yichupara avon azeh, lochem, ad temusun. Four different psukim in Tanakh, describing different averus. So he doesn't even mention here, because he mentioned elsewhere. How did he do tshuva based on the Mishnah in Baba Kama? How did he do tshuva? By giving it back, by gzela. What if you can't give it back? That's this case. Gezla Rami, you can't give it back. That's why it's so chomor. What is Rabbi Chiya throws up his hand? Lashmei Gazlan. There's no way that you could give it back, as the Rashbam here explains. So therefore, says Ravashi, I think Rabbi Chiya is talking about something else. It's no raya to our case that is under discussion. If you look here in the Chashugi Chemed, he discusses. We mentioned this in Parsha Shir last week. Gazan shal Rabin. Sheila Ma'isa ba'adam shalach erev Shabbos l'gnos misrachin l'Shabbos. Somebody goes and parks illegally. He goes to buy things on erev Shabbos and he can't find a spot. You know, it's crazy in the Merkaz on erev Shabbos. So he put his car in a illegal spot. B'makom aser. Pikeach shemased rechvo b'makom aser. Nasan lo knas l'shalim. He got a ticket. Got a ticket. So now the question that he asked is, you know, we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Beitza that all Shabbos expenses comes off the top, right? Our katsuv may Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. So the tickets that you get on Friday afternoon because you can't find a spot, you know, is that counted? Hayim bechlal hotzos Shabbos shechozro shari uchana kedei lalechas lagnos sarche Shabbos. So says Rav Zobrasin. Hanat shechan nog shelo kedin kshechanas rechpo b'makom ma'aser v'yalkach olav lasos tshuva. Forget whether you can count it. You have to do tshuva. Shari b'meshachon b'makom ma'aser who gorim legezal arabim. You're probably wakiyap kakim nigramim. You probably caused people to get into traffic jams. Gorim lahar b'anashim levaz b'isman. They lost time. They lost money. They get angry. And we mentioned maybe there's a taxi that's sitting in the traffic a little bit more. You're causing the meter to go up. You know, and you're causing stealing. And a guy person misses a bus. And there's so many things that could be caused if I not knowingly block and without a good reason block the box, so to speak. If the only way is to cause all this mazik to people, yochal b'shabbos kisa taharsana. Have a little fish. Right, you don't have to just go. Oh, I need this. No, the yesh lahosif, and then he says, by the way, ein lisa. I don't know if he has to say this. Ein lisoa af l'tzorach mitzvah neged kivun hatnua. Ki bazeh he mislach lem asasla v'gam asacher m'mutav shedispatal mitzvah lishapach dam naki. Kind of obvious, but I guess it needs to be said. There can never be anything dangerous done chas v'shalom in any type of driving context. Just l'tzorach mitzvah. Right, there's no excuse like that at all. Either way, that's gezel de rabim. Okay, we continue. Cheskatzeg Mishanim, Baruch Hashem. We're back to the Mishnah. Back to the Mishnah on Daf, the beginning of the parak on Daf Chavtes. The Chazaka, Cheska Daf Chavches, Cheskatzeg Mishanim. If you remember back to the Mishnah, the third line of the Mishnah says, "How long is Cheskatzeg Mishanim?" That if I reside there or squat there, Gimel Shanim Miyom Liyom, 3 years. Says the Gemara, 3 years without a mecha'a, without a protest. Amar Rabbi Abba, idali le ihu gufe tzina de pere la'alt Rabbi Chazaka. Reuven is squatting on the field. What if, and Shimon is going to be the one that's going to be the Marakama. What if during those 3 years, Shimon helps Reuven load fruit from the field onto Reuven's basket and helps him? Basically acts like Reuven is the owner. So the Gemara says, it's a Chazaka right away. You don't have to wait for the fact that he doesn't protest. This is the opposite. You're helping him. So obviously, this is his field, right? How do you do this without announcing that it's really your field? So it must be just putting the basket on is a chazaka. The Chazush Yarim asks, what is helping him with the fruit have to do with the land? Ma'kesher between those two. So suggest the Chazush Yarim, Tzarech Lomar, Shemedubar Ba'ofan Sha'amocher Charash Vizara Ba'osa Shana'im Halokeach Ula Basof Sielo Gamba Nesias Aperis. Helping with the fruit means the end of the process. You helped work the land also for him. And then you help him with the fruit. Vesofa Mochiach Al-Tchilaso Shekashim Shema'asav Mochichim Al-Aperos Kachim Itstarfim Imaisav Bekarka Umochichim Gamaleha. And that's how it works. It's not just the fruit, because the fruit don't have connection to the land, says the Chazush Yarim. He assumes it is the entire process. Amar of Zvid, Vim Ton V'Amar L'Peiros Aradativ Ne'eman. But what if he says that this is my sharecropper? That's why I did it. And he says that, you know, we'll see when he says that, but if he says, this is my sharecropper, so then we say, that would work. Right? That would work, says the Rashbam. Okay, we're not going to read it, but the Paris Aratim Ne'aman, Vahani Mili B'Tov Shalosh. And this is only if he makes that claim within 3 years. Within 3 years, because that's called a Mecha'a. Aval Acher Shalosh Lo. But after 3 years pass, then you want to say that he's your sharecropper. That is not going to work. That is too late. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Ila Peire Achdei, my Havel of the Mevid. What's that? Rav Ashi says Rav Kahana, but if he's a sharecropper, so what is he supposed to do to prevent the guy from eventually claiming that it's his? So he says, Amalei Boilem Chuye, he should protest. He should say something during those years. He doesn't want to say, either announce that he's the sharecropper or announce something. Say be mocha, right? Register some type of action that it doesn't belong to him. De'ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this, if you don't say what? Rashbam, third wide line. De'ilote mahachi de mecha alachatzoin shemocha lakarko mode beperos la mechahi. What if you say, you have to say that he's allowed to say, this is my land, but he's my sharecropper. That's a mecha'a. Right? You can't say that, oh, mecha'a means everything is mine. No. What are we learning from here? You can have a partial mecha'a. The land is mine, the fruit are his. And therefore, my helping him with the fruit doesn't prove anything. You should register. You have to say that. Because if you don't say that works, if you say it doesn't work, then hani mashkanta desura. Remember we discussed in the fifth parak of Bamitzia, the type of mashkon that does not represent ribbis. Right, what are cases of ribbis? If I lend you money, and then you let me live in your house for a couple of months free, and then you pay me back the loan. So I just got more. I got back more than I gave you. Mashkanta de Sura was the arrangement that Chazal created that I will be able to live in your field for a couple of years, and then automatically after those years, your loan is paid back. And then you get it back automatically. So Hani Mashkata the Surah, Dekasabu, it's written in it, Bemishlam Shani Elaine, at the end of these years, Tapuk Arada below Kesef. This land will go out without paying for it at all. More, Ikavish Le Lishtar, Mashkanta Gabe, if the guy decides to hold on to the Shtar Mashkanta, right, the Malveva, Amar Lakuchi, the other day, it's mine, Hachanami de Mehemin, what, he's going to be believed and there's no way out of that? Misakni Rabbanan Midi de Isbe Lideb Seda. The Rabbanan made that arrangement in order to solve the ribbis problems. You're going to tell me that arrangement the rabbis made has such an easy way of being abused because they'll just be able to keep it because there's no way to prevent that. What must you say? No, it must be that in that case too, the Love would be able to register within 3 years and say, that's really a mashkon. I owe him money, it's really mine. And as long as he does that, what is the Love saying in that case? He's allowed to eat the fruit for the next couple of years, but it's really my karka. We would trust. That would be a good mecha, even though it's what we would call a mecha lemechsa, right? In that case, achanami. See here too, iboyle lemchuye. In this case, it would have to be an allowance. We would have to allow a mecha lemechsa to work, right? Why would you say it doesn't work? Why would you most have to think that it has to be totally yours? Again, it might relate to the idea of what the ikker part of the chazaka is. Is the ikker part of the chazaka the swatting? Is it the lack of a mecha'a? Right? Is it the lo mizar inish bishtare? So it might relate to that. Then how much your mecha'a, if you say a mecha'a, it's all about the mecha'a, the focus. So you might need a certain type of mecha'a that it's all mine. Right, it's partially mine. That's not as strong enough of a mecha, maybe. So again, that might relate to how central is the mecha and the lack of mecha. How central is the chazaka? Again, the Stifler talks about this here. If you want to look at it in the Stifler in Simid Yud Ches Oz Dalid, he talks about relating to the Ksos Hashita. We haven't spoken about this in a week or two since the beginning of the parak. The Ksos is the one that said that all of Chesedim Mishanim has to be a Takana Derabanan. Has to be at the Kana Drabana if you say, if you remember there, he spoke about that, because in Mechazak Roshan, Me'enu Ela Mishum Dashkika Raglayim Wadavar, again, he brings a Raya from our Gemara, and the disciple goes in, and he's not so convinced that it's a Tekana Drabanan. It might be an Umdana on the level of Daraisa. So those are two important sheets, again, the Ksos in that we discussed earlier, and the Stipler right here. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem, we will continue. Cheska Sabatim, and all these stories that we have bringing us to, but now we get back to what the Mishnah was talking about. We talk about Avadim, we talk about Godros on the coming Dafim.